Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, honey, and shalom to all of you as well. We pray you will be blessed by tonight's program as we take a deeper look at Scripture through our spiritual ancestors' Jewish eyes, particularly Psalm 23. But first, let's petition God's blessing.
Abba, Father, our desire is to glorify you. Anything other than that would be foolish. For you alone are the great shepherd who carefully watches over all of us. May we never disappoint you by our complaining or wandering from your presence. We ask for merciful favor over our unsaved loved ones. May they all be with us in your soon coming kingdom. We pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. A very touching prayer. And Toda, which means thank you in Hebrew. Let's use that more often, especially when we thank God in our prayers. It blesses him when we use his original language.
So, ta-da for tuning in this evening.
That's right.
Any imperative news you want to comment on?
Well, as I always say, we try to stick to the news that's about Israel or what is not on TV news. But I have to say, Sean Hannity has been keeping us pretty well informed on the Trump, Russian, and Uranium One investigation. And I think I'll pass on the Oprah as a idol frenzy. But some good news is that we are reading in the alternative news that behind the scenes, investigations on pedophilia and child trafficking are continuing and sealed indictments are actually going forth. Still on the lesser known perverts, but we are hopeful that it expands to the bigger fish.
Yeah, so keep praying that this debauchery is openly exposed.
Amen for sure.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as Israel goes, they are still focusing on how to get Iran out of Syria and away from its borders. The uprising by the Iranian people have kind of slacked off a little bit, especially due to the shutting down of the Internet. But thanks to Israel and President Trump, it's back up and running, and the Iranian protesters say that the revolution to rid the mullahs is back, and they plan on increasing its protests.
Yeah, in fact, they've been shouting at the rallies, "Thank you, President Trump."
I know, I heard that. As we said last week, the Iranian people, well, they've just had it. They are suffering. Food prices have skyrocketed. They are hungry, losing their jobs. But instead, the corrupt government is spending billions of dollars to fund Revolutionary Guard, the Hezbollah, and various other Shiite militias to form a caliphate. You know, that empire across the entire region, from Iran through northern Iraq, northern Syria, and into Lebanon to the Mediterranean Sea. And then they plan to take Israel with Russia and Turkey's assistance, as Scripture emphatically states they will try in Ezekiel 38.
Never before in this generation has all these nations all been allies.
I know. So here's the deal. If the uprising is successful, it will delay Ezekiel 38, which happens after the rapture because of the phrase in that day. And we see that in verses 10 and 19 in Ezekiel 38. But it's this war that opens Israel's eyes to recognize their Savior, as stated in verse 23 and again in Ezekiel 39:22. We also know that in Revelation 12, when they flee to the mountains, right after they see the abomination, as Jesus in Matthew 24:16 tells them to do, why, it's at this point in the middle of the tribulation that we see they are already saved.
Revelation 12:17,
I
believe.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Israel would be happy for a regime change. And one more thing about Iran. President Trump has made a turnaround in that he has decided to recertify Obama's Iran deal. But he does say it'll be for the last time.
Yeah, he's probably thinking there'll be a regime change or something.
I think he's thinking that as well.
Uh-huh.
And this is big news. President Trump changed his mind also on not pulling out our troops from northern Syria, as he had said he was going to do. And he actually told Putin as well.
Yeah, he did, to please Israel, no doubt.
Yeah, I agree. But also to please Saudi Arabia and the Kurds.
So Russia can't be very happy we're staying.
Definitely not. Or Turkey either, because they'd love to go after the Kurds, who, by the way, are still helping us, along with the Syrian rebels who want the still-sitting President Assad to be ousted. And by the way, the Syrian rebels' leader is in Washington this week, might even be today, to meet with President Trump to discuss the situation.
So, let's move on, because didn't Israel bomb another Hamas tunnel last week?
Yes, the third one, and that was on Saturday, and they intend to get them all. You know, these tunnels are the main conduit used to secretly smuggle arms, combatants, and ammunition between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. But this last tunnel actually tipped the corner of Israel's land that butts up to Egypt from Gaza. Israel does now have new special equipment that shows them exactly where these mini tunnels are located.
That's pretty amazing equipment.
I know. And by the way, just so you know, Israel did give Egypt prior warning of its airstrike, which quickly prompted a night curfew.
Okay. Right. Well, we welcome your comments. And you can send your end time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net. Or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and very much appreciated. And we will be happy to add your name to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and instructional newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Toda, my dear. Mm-hmm. Well, last Saturday, I officiated at a funeral celebration. And I say that with joy because she was 91 and a stellar of a Christian. I had visited her in the nursing home last Wednesday, and we prayed that Jesus would take her home. And about an hour later, her niece called to say she had passed on to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. So, at her service, I used some good scriptures that I'm going to share with you in a minute. And, of course, as is customary, I read Psalm 23. But added some more insight and took it a little deeper.
Well, you know, that's the teaching gift in you.
Well, the Lord laid it on my heart to share it with you all tonight because Psalm 23 really is hope for the living.
Yeah, it is. You know, it builds up our expectations and confidence.
Yes. So, if you are sending a card of sympathy, you always want to include a scripture. So I have a few that you can use that helps to comfort the family during the grievous stages, particularly when one goes to be home with the Lord. And maybe sometimes the Lord takes them a little sooner than we want to let them go. But a great one, in which most ministers often use, is from John 14. You know which one that is?
In my Father's yes. house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Beautiful. But as well, there are some very enlightening ones in the Old Testament too, as in Ezekiel 7. I love verses 1 and 2.
A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth.
Wow, that's really saying something. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Well, it's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart.
In other words, those still here, better pay attention. Someday you will die. Now, there are two more I really like in Ecclesiastes, which, by the way, means assembly or congregation. And, of course, it's written by the wisest man ever, Solomon.
Wise, but still a sinner.
Aren't we all? Yes. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Could you read that?
One generation passes away, and another generation comes. But the earth abides forever.
Yes, it does. And we're going to come right back here with Jesus to rule and reign after he cleans it all up. Judgment is right around the corner. And let us not forget the famous Ecclesiastes 3. In fact, it was made into a great and famous song many years ago.
And I will read it. I won't sing it.
No, just read the first couple lines.
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die.
That's right. Psalm 116:15. How about that one?
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Wow. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Wow. That's amazing. And, of course, good old Revelation in chapter 14.
Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, that they may rest from their labors.
That's right. Of course, Paul's famous words to the Philippians in chapter 1, verse 21.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
You know, Paul cherished this sentiment because he viewed death as a doorway to gaining more of Christ. You know, we need to think on that. Are those your thoughts? So, then what is the purpose of life? I'm asked that a lot. Why are we here? Well, let me answer that. It's to choose. And you have to choose all by yourself where you want to spend eternity. Because God sends no one to hell. We choose the road we take. Hopefully, it's the one less traveled because it's only through his Son. And few will find it. You know, Jesus said in John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So, let Jesus be your shepherd. Because Psalm 23 are promises to the righteous. It's a good prayer to memorize for when time gets pretty tough, and they do. It's those times of testing. Like it was for David, who got inspired to write Psalm 23. You can also pray this psalm to remind God of his promises that he spoke to you for the righteous. And to know that you can depend on him. To the faithful departed, they will experience in the reality, in their new bodies. So it is appropriate to read Psalm 23 to those at a house of mourning. However, since the kingdom of God is within every born-again believer, we have this spiritually right now. He lives within us. So let's pick it apart. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. Well, that's relationship. I shall not want. That's supply. Verse 2, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Well, that's total rest in him. He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. Verse 3 says, he restoreth my soul. Well, that's healing of your mind, your will, and your emotions. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Well, that's guidance and discernment. And why does he do that? It's for his name's sake, for his glory. And, of course, that's purpose. Verse 4, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Well, that's some major testing. I will fear no evil. That's protection. He protects us from the evil one. For thou art with me. That's faithfulness. He's always faithful. Unfortunately, we're not always. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Well, that's discipline. We need it. Like a father to his children, done out of love. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's hope and confidence. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's consecration. My cup runneth over. Well, that's abundance. And finally in verse 6, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's blessing. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, that's security, forever. That's eternity. Oh, I'm sorry. The one's security and the other's eternity. Both are good. You know that the Hebrew and the Greek has many more dimensions to it than English. And in Hebrew, each letter has a picture object attached to it. In fact, originally, they all used pictures, and they were written on parchment and stone. So with this knowledge, I'd like to share a gold nugget using the first words right at the very beginning of Psalm 23 in the Hebrew language, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd. In Hebrew, it's Adonai Ro'i. Adonai, of course, means the Lord, but Ro'i is shepherd. But even more so, it means seer. And the first two Hebrew letters for the word shepherd or Ro'i is a resh and an ayin. The letter resh means chief or head overall. And he is the head overall. And the ayin means to see or to watch. It's actually a picture of an eye. Isn't that wonderful? We should always be in a mode of thankfulness as a child of God who carry his name. Our constant prayer should be, how can I honor you, Lord, the most so that your glory is illuminated through me? We should praise him unceasingly. You know, he's not a drive-through window service like a quick prayer request when you need him. Isaiah 40:11 says, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young. Psalm 79:13. So we, your people, and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever. We will show forth your praise to all generations. These are very blessed scriptures. And one last one is Psalm 121, verses 5 through 8. It says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. By the way, verse 6 is saying, you know, especially because they travel a lot at night, that the sun is out or he's talking about during the day when the sun is out, he is protecting you. But also, he protects you in the night. In other words, 24/7. So anyway, we're going to close out the program a little differently tonight with a beautiful rendition of Psalm 23 put to music by my dear friend, Melanie Pierce, who went home to Jesus about a year and a half ago, who often led our worship services for Shofar Ministries. Melanie not only sings the lyrics, but plays the piano for it. She was very gifted. So I believe it's in your best interest to just sit back, close your eyes, and just soak it in for this song. It'll probably bring tears to your eyes. It's just so beautiful the way she sings it. So let it bless your soul. Again, just relax, take in a deep breath, and just let it penetrate. It's the beautiful, beautiful song of Psalm 23. So, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.